This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour, this time with Dr. Ken Kronos, who's here. And also I want to welcome in a lot of new listeners who are listening to us in Pensacola, Florida for the first time this weekend on WNRP, AM and FM, Ken. Pensacola, Florida. You're in Mount Dura, Florida at Lake Cardiology. So how far Pensacola is, what, a couple hundred miles from where you are?
Yeah, it's up to the northeast, the northwest of where I am.
Yeah, right.
Up in the panhandle.
Yep. All right.
Great drive.
Yep, it is. Pensacola is a big military town, if I remember
correctly
as well. Yep, so welcome to all of you listening, WNRP, AM, and FM in Pensacola, to the Weekend Good Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronos, to give you a little background, is an eminent cardiologist. He runs Lake Cardiology, which is in Mount Dura, Florida. He is always on the ready to give people good advice, and his advice is good. One of the top cardiologists in the country, award-winning facilitator. He's just always on the on, if you know what I mean. I got a call from him the other night at 9:15, and he still had two patients. That he was saying, were those telemedicine patients, or were they in the office?
They were telehealth.
Yeah. You like doing that, don't you? You found that to be a real help to get to more people.
In certain circumstances, it's really good. It's hard doing an electrocardiogram by telehealth.
Right.
And I'm about 6 hours to Pensacola, just for the record.
6 hours. Okay. Yes. All right. Got that. All right. Well, if you want to touch base with Ken and do a little telemedicine, there's always a second opinion. That's why I love Ken, because he's a cardiologist, yes, but he also is trained in, as a preventive cardiologist. He really works on the essence of all sorts of things going on in your body. That's why when I see him, I feel like I've got it nailed down, if you will. So let's get to the matter at hand. We've spent a lot of time over the last 8 to 10 months talking about COVID and the essence of getting through all of this, hopefully preventing yourself from getting it. The doctor says that he's going to live, Dr. Fauci's going to live at home for Christmas with his wife and not go anywhere, and he's warned other people to do the same thing. So you're on the cusp of getting your COVID vaccine today, right?
Well, actually, yesterday I got an email from the hospital where I have privileges, and it was a personal email to me saying that my number was up, that it's time for me to schedule my COVID-19 vaccine. And I have scheduled it. I don't know when y'all are going to be listening to this show, but let's just say it's Thursday right now, and tomorrow is Friday, and tomorrow is the day that I'll be getting it.
All right. So what are your expectations? That is, you've seen the information. There's a lady who's come down with Bell's palsy that took the vaccine up in Alaska. Maybe you might spend a minute talking about what Bell's palsy is.
I didn't hear Bell's palsy. I heard anaphylaxis in Alaska. Yeah.
There's another one. There's a Bell's palsy issue apparently with this as well. So what does that mean, and why would it happen, do you think?
Well, in any vaccine, there's going to be an allergic reaction that is unexpected, and they're rare. And in the original trial for the Pfizer vaccine, they actually excluded those who have severe allergies.
Yeah.
And right now, initially, they did not. In England, you heard about it. I've had some health workers on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
And two women who actually live with EpiPens in their pocketbooks because they have a history of severe allergic reaction, and they had an episode of anaphylaxis. They're doing fine. And after those two English females developed anaphylaxis, it was decided by the American and British FDA not to immunize with the COVID-19 vaccine if you have a history of anaphylaxis. And then there was just a couple days ago in Alaska, a healthcare worker, somebody who had not had a previous episode of anaphylaxis, who had anaphylaxis and is doing well. You don't get your COVID-19 in an area where they're not prepared to use an EpiPen if you have an episode of severe allergy. Fortunately, it's been extremely rare. Tens of thousands of people have gotten this vaccine. And there's been, I know of three episodes of anaphylaxis. Two prior, it was only one who had not. And given 40, 50,000 people who've gotten the vaccine, and to have one unexpected severe anaphylaxis, that's a pretty good batting average.
Well, they've said that they're 90%, I guess Moderna, 94% effective, so that means they're leaving wiggle room in there.
No, well, that's a different issue, how effective it is. We went from talking about a safety issue, which is what a severe allergy is. Now you're bringing up effectiveness, which is a separate criteria, and Moderna's 94.5, and Pfizer is 95% effective.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. You're going to get the. Is it likely that you're getting the Pfizer vaccine? Because Moderna is not really fully approved yet, right?
The way we're talking in time, and I know you don't like to talk about time because the show is not listened. Everybody
goes all
listen to it.
It's heard four or five different ways and four or five different days.
So, right. So this year, this show, we're going to have to be a little sympathetic to everybody about that. But for me this week, the Moderna vaccine is probably only going to be approved today by the FDA. It goes before the panel. They meet today to decide approval for the second COVID-19 vaccine in America. And my prediction is that from what we're hearing from the FDA is that they will formally recommend approval today, and then, like what happened last week, it'll take a day or two for the full FDA to approve it. So by Friday, which is in 2 days from which is tomorrow from today, there won't even be yet a second vaccine available and approved. So my only choice, they're going to have to give me the Pfizer vaccine, because tomorrow in America, the only vaccine that will have been approved is the Pfizer one. But that's going to change quickly.
Yeah, I'm going to wonder now. You got to call them the hospital. I wonder if those of us I'm in a special group of agricultural people that are in the next line, plus my age. So I'm going to be entitled to it fairly quickly. And I don't know whether I just call up a drugstore. I don't think it's been made clear by anybody. We should talk about that in a moment. How people will know how and where and when to sign up for it, because it's, again, this is a whole new world that we're living in, and it'd be nice to have some instruction. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to clean your nose for a healthier life. That's the message in a nutshell from Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage is the National Nasal Care Facility. When I say facility, it's a tool. Actually, it's probably a better way of putting it. It's something you can use literally to clean out your nose. So much pollution around, and bacteria and allergies and you name it, the things that are in the air that perhaps help you to get colds and flus and that kind of stuff. You clean your nose and you have less of a chance. After all, you wash your hands every day, take a shower frequently, and you brush your teeth, so why not clean out your nose? Nothing ever gets into your nose. Sometimes you blow your nose out. out. But this is a way for you to clean that facility up. Make sure it's crystal clean. Navage.com is the website. Go there. Check it out. See how it works. It's really a fabulous breathing product. It certainly is. Clean noses lead to healthier lives. Navage.com ensures, guarantees that you'll have a cleaner, healthier nose. Clean it out with Navage at Navage.com.
Small and mid-sized business owners today face two challenges with health insurance every year: rising costs and diminishing benefits. The new Exec Select Plan from San Katie Life Benefits can help you control costs while also providing excellent benefits. This unique plan offers designated employees 100% tax advantage reimbursement for all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by the primary plan. Exec Select provides businesses a cost-efficient way to boost recruitment incentives and compensation packages for key employees. To find out more, go to execselect.net.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Doug Steffen on Good Day Health for this weekend. Let's get into the home COVID tests, Ken, that are now, you were talking about the vaccine being 90% effective. A lot of the complaints about the test kits is that they really showed a lot of false positives and you never really knew whether you had it or you didn't have it. So how are these different?
The FDA has approved a home COVID-19 test. There's enough pieces in the package, if you will, to get all of the results yourself at home. You'll put a little swab in the nostril and then the parts are there so you can figure it out, and it takes about 15, 20 minutes and it's over 90% accurate. And people who have symptoms, it has a negative predictability of 100%. So it's a fairly accurate test and you'll be able to get it over the counter. You won't need a prescription. You'll be able to do it all yourself at home, and in about 20 to 30 minutes you'll have an answer, and it costs about $30. So this is a real breakthrough, and it should be available early in the spring.
Early in the spring. But by early in the spring, this is going to be over for the most part.
Well, I think that most people will be getting their vaccines in March and April.
Isn't there a third one on the way after
Johnson & Johnson? Is not using this new technology, this mRNA technology, so that it'll be a one-shot affair. And I'm predicting it's not going to reach this 95% effectiveness, maybe hopefully 70%. And if you think back, the FDA was hoping we'd have 50% effective. So 70% will look pretty good, but it's not going to be, I don't think, as quite where the mRNA vaccines reach. And that's just my crystal ball, and it waits to be seen. But we're not going to hear, I don't think the Johnson & Johnson will even be an option until January. But the nice thing about the Johnson & Johnson is that it's one shot, and it's actually easier to prepare, easier to transport. So it's going to be out there as an option for a lot of people.
Back with Dr. Ken in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back into our Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I didn't give you the number. I was talking a lot about the telehealth thing and telemedicine and being able to connect with him. Those of you who are in Florida, the Southeast, or anywhere, 352-735-1400. A lot of people listening in the Orlando area to the radio station there. You'll get this number and you'll do, I'm sure, well with it. Ken's a pleasant drive, not far from wherever you are in the signal, in that radio station signal, 352-735-1400. I was talking about this being a remarkable achievement. You know, thinking back over the years when I was a kid, actually the Salk vaccine came when you and I were kids.
Absolutely.
That came about, and then AIDS and the, you know, the drug developers, but it took quite a while, it seems to me, to deal with that.
Well, AIDS vaccine still hasn't come. Dr. Fauci's been looking for it since the 1980s.
But there were treatments that have been used, cocktails.
Therapeutics, right? Have been excellent.
Yeah, right. Okay, so there's that. And now when you think about the Pfizer, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson thing, pretty elegant technology, and the fact that it is this maybe a sign of the times that we can, you know, it took a long time heretofore to get these things approved or get them right, but because of technology, I guess I'm looking for a speculative answer to this. What makes it different? What made it easier for these people to put this vaccine together as quickly as they did? Certainly, we never even had a vaccine for SARS either, did we? I don't think we did. I don't know.
Wait, now you're getting into politics, and do we want to go there? I mean,
why are we getting into politics? I'm talking about technology. Is there stuff available that makes it easier?
It was the whole planning of this. What happened here, unlike the development of any other vaccine, was that they did all of it simultaneously. They didn't wait for approval to figure out how to distribute it. All of the parts were going on at the same time. They started planning, getting it together, making it, distributing it, and never before have we ever planned distribution of a drug before the FDA approved it. That's what's unheard of here. And they also had this new technology, which proudly was developed at the medical school where I was a medical student, and a professor, and two professors in 2005 started doing experiments on using messenger RNA to develop a vaccine. And they had done it in animals, and it was ready to try for human use. And once they got the genomic sequence in the spring, they very quickly got together a piece of mRNA and got the parts together. And as they were working on that, they worked on getting the production together and getting the distribution done. And that's what really just simplified the time course of all this, just getting it all done at the same time, each part.
You know, I'm listening to a lot of these anti-vaxxers who certainly are mobilizing to spread a lot of rumors. Some of them may be true, some of them aren't. The dire effects, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't normally take vaccines. I don't get a flu shot usually, but I was actually thinking of getting one this year. As a matter of fact, I would have had one when I went in to pick up a drug prescription last week.
Doug, I think anyone 65 or 70 or older should be much more concerned about the virus than they should the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you have the risk factors for severe COVID-19, which includes age, over definitely over 70, and some might even say over 65, or if you're diabetic, obese, high blood pressure, heart disease, you're going to be more afraid of the virus than the vaccine.
All the people who have succumbed to the various diseases as a result of getting COVID, they didn't die of it. They had all kinds of other things before. Yeah, I understand that, and that's why I'm probably going to get it, frankly, because I'm in that age group, and so are you. Continuing on, more info from Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. Online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Microsoft President Brad Smith said in a blog post on Thursday that the suspected Russian cyber attack on multiple government agencies and U.S. companies is effectively an attack on the United States. SolarWinds, which provides software to the government, discovered a breach in its systems this week, allowing hackers to access information from the Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security departments. Lawmakers are gearing up to potentially work on stimulus negotiations through the weekend. Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the upper chamber will remain on Capitol Hill until a deal is reached. A 58-year-old driver was trapped for over 10 hours after a plow covered his car with almost 4 feet of snow in upstate New York early Thursday. The man, Kevin Cresson from Owego, New York, suffered from hypothermia and frostbite as his car was without heat due to a broken engine. Kevin was taken to the hospital and is expected to be fine. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So many 2020 election irregularities took place in November. A Senate panel was formed to look at the 1,000 sworn affidavits from witnesses. Videos from Georgia showing election workers pulling multiple suitcases of suspected ballots out from under tables after observers were sent away in the middle of the night. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A Senate panel held a hearing earlier this week to dig into irregularities in the November election, with some members still questioning the results of the presidential election. Senator Rand Paul says he does believe Joe Biden will be the next president, but the Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that doesn't mean there wasn't fraud in the 2020 election.
It's sort of like Roger Maris beating Babe Ruth's record. He got an extra 8 games to do it in, so it's not a fair comparison. I think that there was fraud, significant fraud, and I think the only way we can fix it is in the future by changing the laws, because frankly, we've seen this in the past. LBJ was a big cheater. Pritchard in my state went to jail for cheating. There's a lot of cheating that has happened in our history, but the courts also have a long-term history of never listening to the arguments. They have punted 60 times, but it's important that the left not get to misconstrue this. None of the court cases were on the facts. They were on standing and procedural technicalities. Nobody has ruled that there wasn't fraud.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There is no such thing as the office of the president-elect in the United States government, nor is Joe Biden officially president-elect until electors officially count their numbers the first week in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Moving into the second half hour of this week's Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We get our weekly podcast filled with information. You can go to gooddayhealthshow.com and look at Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack. Look at Ken's in the past, how many years we've been doing this? 14, 15, 16 years. There are all kinds of shows that are there. You can learn a lot about things, and they're all summarized. All the highlights of the shows and the podcasts are there at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back into the COVID thing for just a second. 1 in 5 people with COVID are passing it on to other people. Is that why Fauci and others are saying, what are you going to do for Christmas dinner? Are you just you and your daughter? I'm going to be my dog and I are going to take a road trip for Christmas Day. So it didn't make much difference. But most people are doing sort of a short end, right? A small gathering, small.
Well, I think that the same advice that people gave for Thanksgiving, it adheres for Christmas, unfortunately, this year. And you really have to, unfortunately, think with your head and not your heart and be very careful about catching this. And, you know, we talk about going inside and, you know, is that the best thing? Because we learn in this JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open article this week that, yes, 1 in 5 with COVID-19 actually passes it to others in the household. And that seems to be a big way that it gets passed within a household. So you just have to be careful. If you can't social distance, you should be wearing a mask. If you can social distance, you definitely can. You got to keep your hands clean, and it's pretty simple. And you just have to realize you make it through one more holiday season, or just through one, this one, and we'll be next year in a very different space if at least 70% of us get this vaccine. And I have a feeling, a strong feeling, that next year we'll look at it differently, and we just have to sacrifice a little bit right now. And, you know, if you look at what our ancestors did in times where they were asked to sacrifice, you know, we're not really being asked a whole lot.
Nah. Well, no, we aren't. We're just, I know I'm resentful and probably a bit depressed because I can't go to see my children and my son, or they couldn't. Actually, they were going to come here to the farm for Christmas, and that all went up in smoke because in California, the worst state in the union for all of this, nothing's open and nobody's doing anything. It's interesting, though, this is not a health thing, but there are some people in some of these states, like California, they're just saying up yours to the government, and they're opening anyway. They're just not, they've had enough. And there are a lot of statistics, especially when it comes to schools, suggesting that closing schools is not a practical solution to keeping this thing from spreading. I don't know what they're
well,
doing.
I that's true, and I think even Dr. Fauci has come to that opinion. Yeah. that you know, kids are not in any high-risk situation of getting this, and they're not big spreaders of it, unlike what was originally thought. And more harm is being done to them not by being in school.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
I think what is not being appreciated is the harm that's happening by some of the treatments that we think are preventing the spread of the virus. And you know, you have to think, are they preventing the spread of the virus? And what hazards are they having? There is a huge amount of health care that's been undone and delayed, and I'm sure that we're going to be missing cancer and heart disease and diabetes because people have just put off their health care, their dental work, and the yet to be counted effects of COVID-19 outside of what we think of the problems with COVID-19. There's going to be a lot of issues because of what we've done to try to prevent the deaths.
And in many instances, unnecessary. That's my feeling, and I think you agree. A lot of people who live by themselves, who have not been able to extend out to other members of the family or friends or stuff, that's taken a psychological, I think, toll on a lot of people in our country, don't you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. There's a study this week that 2/3 in America report high levels of loneliness as this pandemic continues. And, you know, I think that's probably undercounting. I think just about all of us are feeling some sense of loneliness through this whole thing. We've had enough of it. But there is hope. I think at the beginning, back last spring, the buzz was it takes 4 to 5 years, the quickest to get an effective vaccine. And now we have one so much sooner in 9 months, and we're ready to go. And, you know, by late spring, early summer, if enough people get vaccinated, things are going to look very different worldwide.
You have a report also on social media and depression. So not only has the pandemic caused a lot of depression, but social media in general, even with or without the COVID, is a major risk factor for. And I think we've been talking about this with all ages, right? It isn't just a certain age.
Absolutely. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine that, you know, those of us, myself not included, who are hours a day on social media, this is raising the risk of getting depression. And adults supervise yourself, mom and dad supervise the kids, because this is another unexpected consequence of COVID and being sequestered, being cooped up inside.
Yeah, and it has, the impact is not just mental, because the mind, the spirit mind body connection, the depression leads to physical ailments, does it not?
Oh, yes. We know a risk factor for heart disease is mental illness. A strong one is depression, anxiety, and when we're mentally depressed, you know, the body, the immune system just doesn't work as well. Inflammation is increased. And these are two big factors from head to toe which bring out illness.
Yeah, well, be aware of that sort of thing. I'm not trying to bring doom and gloom on you, but I do think there's a practical approach to this. I'm going to talk about some heart-related things in a few moments. The heart health focus of Dr. Ken gives us the opportunity to learn a lot more than we could learn from the average bear about what's going on in your heart. So we'll get to that. Meanwhile, as Ken talked about some of the vagaries of getting COVID, being overweight certainly is one of them, maybe the top item on the list. Being overweight, being obese, body mass index way over the top. And the way to deal with that, friends and neighbors, is to get on the Calitrin weight loss formula. That program will guarantee, assure you, that within 45 days of starting, you'll start to see the weight go away. Stay on the program. I've just stayed with it for the 3.5 years I've been talking about it, because there are so many other side benefits. Just losing weight is not all that you get when you take Calitrin every night before you go to bed. Calitrin has all the natural healthy choices in it to help you lose weight safely, get a better night's rest. It increases available amino acids in your blood. It decreases C-reactive protein levels. And Ken, I'll tell you, that's not good for you. This is a protein, collagen protein, along with digestive enzymes. This complex sort of match up of all these things together in this formula have been the story of success for Calitrin. And with 86% success rate and millions of people over the past 23 years getting onto this program, you can understand why I get excited talking about it, and then how you'll get excited with the results. This is the time. You don't wait till the first of the year. Don't do the crazy diets. Let's start right now, where you can get the BOGO deal. Buy three, for example, get three free. That's the thing. Everybody in the family can be on this, and doesn't cost you any more money. No more crash diets. Nope. Calitrin is the way to lose weight and keep it off the natural way. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV on checkout. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you're assuring yourself of getting these deals. The 3 for 3, 4 for 4, 5 for 5, whatever it is. However many you want, you pay for X number, and you get twice that many. That'll really serve you well going into the new year. Lose the weight going into the new year with Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back to Good Day Health, the big news of the week from Dr. Ken Kronos. Most of it's so focused on COVID, sometimes we lose sight of other things that are going on. The FDA has approved something else here, which is a topical treatment for something I can't even pronounce. So what is this, Ken? It's been approved this week.
So what do you think the second most common reason why people go to the dermatologist is? It's due to that thing you can't pronounce, actinic keratosis. And these are spots usually on the scalp or the face that, if not treated, will end up in skin cancer.
Ooh.
And there really hasn't been a great treatment for this. But the FDA this week announced a first-in-class drug. This is not a look-alike. Often we have, oh, there's a new drug, but it's really not brand new because it's similar, what doctors call look-alikes, to what we already have. But this is a unique class of drug. There's no other member available. So a so-called first-in-class, which is a big deal, it's a topical ointment. It's once a day for 5 days and was quite effective for the second most common reason why people go to the skin doctor, the dermatologist, these actinic keratoses. And untreated, 10 to 15% of them will actually end up in a very serious skin cancer. And it's expected that about 25% of us adults will at some point in our life get this. So this is a great breakthrough. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's called Klisyri, K-L-I-S-Y-R-I. It's from Athenex. Thank you, Athenex. And this is a big breakthrough. So if you know anyone who has this problem, which you probably do, as common as it is, and they've had problems dealing with it, remind them that this new product's out in early spring. It should be available to the dermatologist. It's an ointment. You put on it once a day for 5 days. So that's a really nice. And in the trial, there really wasn't any serious adverse effects. A few got a little irritation. A few got some itching from the ointment, but nothing serious.
So let me ask you, in the moments that we have remaining in this segment, you and I have been talking a lot this week about various drugs that have impact on keeping you from having the result of fibrillation strokes and stuff. And I've heard that some of them affect your skin. And I remember my father having these dark spots on his skin. So I'm thinking about that. When you use this sort of stuff that's just been approved by the FDA to get rid of those kind of spots?
No, well, the reason why people on strong blood thinners have spots is because we all bang ourselves and bruise ourselves, and we don't even realize it. And even people on less stronger blood thinners like aspirin, a little stronger Plavix, but if you start working your way up to the Eliquis's or the Coumadin, Warfarin's of the world, and there's a number of lookalikes from Eliquis, those you bang yourself, you're gonna bruise, and all of us bang ourselves without even realizing it. So you have to be very careful and try to avoid it.
But this stuff isn't going to remove those kinds of spots. I think that's what that was what I was wondering, if those these are surface spots. All right, that's it from Dr. Ken for the moment. Questions coming up. Questions for Dr. Ken next here on Good Day Health.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Into questions for Dr. Ken now. It's time for us to take a few questions from you, questions that I've come up with, questions that are in general aimed at getting a broader scope because we spend so much time on COVID. Here's one about your heart health as you get older. If you are good at maintaining your heart health, what happens to your risk of getting dementia, Alzheimer's, that kind of stuff, Ken?
Well, the good news is you dramatically lower your risk of getting dementia if you maintain your heart health. So we're talking about watching blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, not smoking, all of the things that the heart doctor harps on to keep you healthy and have as little heart disease as possible. We also know the added benefits is it lowers the risk of stroke. And the news this week, it was published in PLOS Medicine, is it dramatically lowers the dementia risk.
Mm-hmm. And so dementia and Alzheimer's together, which comes first? Is it dementia brings on Alzheimer's? Is that the chicken and the egg? Which comes first.
Dementia is just a big grab bag, and Alzheimer's is one particular type of dementia.
So how come we never hear about other types of dementia? It's usually dementia and Alzheimer's mentioned in the same breath.
You don't hang out with enough neurologists, or you would.
Thanks, I'll pass on that. I had my brush with the neurologist after my TIA, and that was enough for me. Although it's good to know that the neurologist helped me understand, this is good for everybody. Anybody who's had a TIA, and maybe we'll spend a minute or two on that, the essence of what the review is about, having MRIs and MRAs and CAT scans and talking to cardiologists and neurologists. And so when I went through all of that, I passed in flying colors, but it was interesting as we were talking about the various things that happen in one's brain, if you don't have good circulation in your brain, there are a lot of things, in other words, that will add up to your being susceptible to dementia. And one wonders if there are more these days than there used to be, or is it just we're living longer and so it shows up more?
All of the above, but definitely just like we have more heart disease because of diabetes and obesity, I think we're having more dementia because of obesity, circulation issues, and people are living earlier, are living longer. Smoking certainly has a role also.
Yeah. So this week, you and I have had a lot of conversation about the results of the TIA, and I had for a month, a monitor on me. I didn't talk much about it on the air. Every once in a while, I think I did. It was uncomfortable. It was unpleasant because it was obnoxiously. I think you did tell me. I didn't talk to you on the air, but it's wrapping around my neck and around other parts of my body. And so now that's over, and you studied the results, and it appears I had some sort of an episode. Some might call it thrombosis, arterial, whatever. The risk of having fibrillations in my family, you've told us about that, because I have been very open about this, and I give you permission in the HIPAA department to talk about me. You kind of scared the hell out of me this week after the results of that test by suggesting I need to go on Eliquis and kind of change for the reasons you just enumerated a few minutes ago, the bruises and bumps and stuff. If I'm on that rather than a regular blood thinner, I'm more susceptible, and so are, there got to be millions of people on this thing now, right? It's been tested and proven
Big picture. Since I was a young boy growing up with a nurse, I've been around healthcare for a long time. 40 plus years been around the healthcare world. And what I have observed, big picture, Doug, is, unfortunately, people get things, the people who accept them the best and then try to make personal adjustments and then make the best of it with their lifestyle, do the best long term, regardless of what the diagnosis is. And when you have a TIA, it's a warning that a big stroke is likely going to occur if we don't make a modification. And then we did a lot of detective work trying to look for a cause of why you had a TIA. We found atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal in burst, and now we need you on anticoagulation to avoid a stroke.
All right, so there you go. And am I happy about it? No. But am I going to do it? Yes, because it seems to be the best course of action, and certainly because I trust Ken, I'm going to do what he recommends. But is it something that I'm really excited about doing? No, not at all. But listen, it's part of, Ken has said, it's part of the graceful aging process that we all need to go through. There it is. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.